Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a survey on state and national issues, and we would like to include your response to the study. If you'd be so kind, share your opinion. I'll be brief. Are you registered
yes,
to vote
sure.
as a Republican in the state of Maryland?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for the U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely will vote? Likely? Or may not vote?
Very likely.
Okay, thank you, sir. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Sir, I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After each, I mention each name. Can you please tell me whether you recognize the person and if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person, okay? First one is Donald Trump.
Okay.
Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Chris Chafee. Very, somewhat, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Who?
Chris Chafee. Do you recognize the name?
No, I don't.
Okay. How about Robin Ficker? Recognize the name?
Nope.
And Larry Hogan? Very favorable, somewhat?
He's all right, so yeah.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Yeah, somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. Now moving right along. If the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate were held today, from who would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Ukraine?
Ukraine?
Yes. Do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Ukraine? A strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support, somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Israel? Strongly, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, strongly support. Thank you. And now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Securing and protecting our southern border. Is that issue very somewhat important, not too, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. And energy independence for this country. How important is that issue to you? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
I'd say very.
Very, okay. How about being a candidate who supports Donald Trump? Is that issue very, somewhat important, not too, or not at all important to you?
Somewhat.
Okay. And economic issues, inflation, family, budget, and debt. Is that issue very, somewhat important? Not too, or not at all? Okay. And job creation and economy development. Same question, same options.
Very.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line, sir. I'm going to read you a bit of information about the U.S. Senate candidate, Robin Ficker. After each, can you please tell me if that information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you, okay? Here's the first one. Robin Ficker will use his position as a U.S. senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for Mr. Ficker?
Somewhat more likely.
Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Same question. Much more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for him?
It doesn't really change anything.
Not effect. Okay. Now, Robin Ficker say he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Now, does that make you much more, somewhat less, much less, or no effect?
Could you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Robin Ficker say he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does that make you to support him much more, somewhat less, much less, or no effect?
More.
Much more?
Yep.
Is that correct? Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, I'm going to read you real quick a bit of information about the U.S. Senate candidate, Larry Hogan. After each, can you please tell me if that information, again, makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference, okay? Here's the first one. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Now, is that information will make you much more, somewhat less, or much less, or no effect when it comes to your support for him? Yes, sir?
Much less.
much less, okay? And there's no right or wrong answer, okay? We're almost done. Sir, after Governor Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors keep their states open, is that, will that make you much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely, or no effect?
I didn't hear the question, I'm sorry.
As the governor, Larry Hogan, locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. Is that information? Is that information?
I wouldn't be inclined to support him if he did something like that. So.
Yeah. Will that, is that information make you much less likely to vote for him?
Much less likely.
Larry Hogan said he's running for Senate, not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Is that information will make you to support Mr. Hogan much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less, or no effect? Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, to finish this up, I will ask you once again, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate were held today, for who would you vote? Robert Ficker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Robert Ficker.
Okay, thank you. Now, generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
I'd say I'm conservative.
Conservative. Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
I'm somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Thank you, sir. And, okay, here we go. The last few questions, just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish. And are you between the age of 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or older?
31.
Okay, 18 to 39. And, okay, thank you very much for taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. Thank you, sir, for your patience. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.